Welcome to the weekly podcast with Phil Aston from yogaatwork.co.uk. The importance of warming up before practice, before any sort of exercise. It's very important, but how many of us really do that? One of my mantras from my yoga holidays and my yoga classes is that every joint should go through its full range of motion every 24 hours. Now, that's not a best intention. Let's say should, must do. We wouldn't take our car on a long drive without checking the oil, the fuel and the air in the tyres. Well, I'd hope not anyway. Now, our bodies go on a long journey every day upon waking. So we should look after our body. We can't trade it in and get another one. Now, yoga is the perfect warm-up for any form of exercise, as it has an excellent psychological, mechanical and physiological effects. Now, a good warm-up will allow the body tissue to work more efficiently. Now, normally while relaxed, the muscles receive only about 15% of the total blood flow. The rest goes to the body organs such as the brain, the liver and the intestines. Now, during vigorous exercise, because the muscles need far more fuel to provide energy, their requirement for blood increases, and they need 80% of the total blood flow. Now, it makes sense if you think about it that it's going to take time to reroute this blood by opening up some blood vessels and closing others. And if the muscles are required to perform at their maximum efficiency, before the blood flow has changed, they will work inefficiently and we're more prone to injury and problems later on. Now, a good warm-up can take at least 15 minutes. Now, 15 minutes can seem a long time if you're not used to doing warm-ups. Now, this is another reason why you shouldn't exercise within an hour of eating a large meal. After eating, we need all the blood to stay in the region of the stomach and the intestines to effectively absorb the digested food. If we start to exercise during this period, much of the blood will move away from the digestive organs and into the working muscles, and this can cause tummy upsets and cramps, as many of us have probably experienced. So always try and make sure you set aside 15 minutes to just slowly work through the different joints. Not aggressively. Remember, in yoga, we feel, we don't force. So we experience from within and just methodically work through the different joints in the body before we move on to do whatever form of exercise, whether it's yoga or anything else, in our life. A good book, if you want to read more on this subject, is The Complete Guide to Stretching by Christopher M. Morris. Thank you. This is Phil Aston at yogaatwork.co.uk.